For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What'd it do?
Would you like to hear from our friends at Legacy Supps?
Wantawa, boom. They always bring the best stuff for health supplements.
It's good this week because Nick has sent us, we have some testimonials to read about his products.
Right.
Here's one of them. I listen to Keep It 100, and whenever Nick Aldis is on, he sounds like a pompous ass.
Hey,
he's very condescending, and he doesn't let Glenn talk enough. What?
Wait a second, Disco. First off, we have new copy, so we're not doing the testimonials. And secondly, I don't remember seeing that in the copy, so I don't know where you got that from.
Oh, no, that's definitely one of the testimonials.
Are you sure?
That's a true story.
Okay.
So. All right, let me see. All right, well, we have our friends from Legacy Stuffs. When their products are great and our users use a lot of it. Recent studies have shown that testosterone levels are falling in the average American male. That is not a surprise. We talk about this a lot with the rise of the soy boy culture that we see. Correct, Conan?
One dawa boom.
Yeah. So this is a major problem, as testosterone is a key to high performance in every aspect of your life, and low testosterone is also linked to depression. So it's important to make sure your body is producing an optimum amount. You choose to go to a TRT clinic, but it's expensive, time-consuming, and in many cases, not necessary. If you want to naturally boost your testosterone levels, it's time to check out the ultimate test stack from Legacy Sports Nutrition. It's three high-quality products for the price of one. It features Test X9, T-Assist, and their bestseller, enjoy your favorite product, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer.
Yes.
You might be asking, what does a sleep aid have to do with raising testosterone? So listen to this. While the majority of daily testosterone release occurs during sleep, men with poor quality sleep experience an average of 15% reduction in testosterone levels. And after the age of 30, men's testosterone levels decrease at about 1% per year. That's why Legacy developed a total testosterone complex that covers all three areas of optimal testosterone levels. Test X9 to naturally stimulate testosterone, T-Assist to keep estrogen at bay and maintain liver health, and Recover PM to promote quality REM sleep so your body can actually release the testosterone you're working so hard to increase. Recover PM has a repeat customer rate of over 80%. That means 4 out of 5 users love it so much that they are coming back again and again, and now you can subscribe and save on all products at LegacySupps.com, so you never have to worry about running out. Try the Ultimate Test Stack for 30 days, feel the incredible difference for yourself, and because Legacy are friends of the show, you can save 10% off your entire order at LegacySubs.com by using code K100. That's LegacySupps.com. It's time to level up with Legacy, and don't forget that code K100.
Don't forget to get your Legacy Subs. Get all the best for sleep aids,
testosterone, yeah,
fat burning,
testosterone,
energy.
Fat burning. The one I'm thinking about, which is the most important one to me, is like memory.
Right. Yeah, you need that. But these supplements are great. Our users, our listeners, the Nick has said on the show that we're one of the top revenue streams.
Yeah.
This podcast, with the amount of people that use this product. So, you know, people are looking better. They're getting better sleep. They're increasing their testosterone levels. They're probably, you know, having better luck with the ladies. And, you know, you just look at Nick Aldis. He looks like a million bucks. His wife, Mickey James, she looks like a million bucks. Try their products. We do. They're fantastic.
Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. Boom. What do you got, D.I.?
All right. So the abortion debate's back in action. I guess you've been in Mexico. You haven't heard about this, but in February, you know, there was a case in Mississippi where they were challenging, Planned Parenthood, right? And like the rights they have and stuff. And it went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court decided to listen to it. And they've been they've been in chambers over this. It's been a while. Well, they issued a draft of the decision. Okay. And that was like in February. What that means is like a draft doesn't mean it's a final decision. It means, okay, like the majority is like, you know, this is their draft and this is like what their position is, right? And then, you know, things can change, but like it's by a 5-4 vote, they've kind of voted that abortion, Roe versus Wade, is not constitutional. And, you know,
could it not be constitutional?
Okay, because first of all, here's the thing. It's not, and this is where everybody's off, they don't know. Nowhere in the Constitution does it grant you a right for the abortion, for an abortion. Okay, they basically have decided that, like, you know, whatever it was, it's like it wasn't constitutional in the language, right? Because it doesn't give the it was all under, they were trying to umbrella the abortion rights under like a person's right to privacy, like my body, my choice, which would be the argument for a woman, right? But the Supreme Court has just basically said, like, you know, that's been granted in the, you know, the Supreme Court had a decision, Roe versus Wade. But they're basically saying that Roe versus Wade is unconstitutional. This is not like the end of the world for the abortion debate. What it does is basically.
Well, it wasn't in the Constitution per se, but you got to remember, and this is kind of like a landmark case in the 70s, and I remember it very well, even though, you know, they decided at that time that I would have to look it up, and I may look it up while you're talking, but they established it as a constitutional right to abortion.
Right. Okay. But here's what they're saying is they're basically saying in their decision, I've listened to Ben Shapiro. He went over the whole thing. It's like a 45 minute going over thing.
Right.
They're basically saying is like, look, we don't have the right to give this credence. It has to be voted on. Like basically it's like what they're saying.
Then what's the Supreme Court for?
So they're basically saying that this issue is something that should be democratically decided the Supreme Court. They're saying they went above and beyond like their decision.
You mean this Supreme Court?
This Supreme Court is basically saying that the previous Supreme Court went above and beyond that this should be a issue that is brought to the Senate and the House and voted on, or states vote. It should be voted on by the people. Okay, so that's the deal.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So ultimately, what it could mean is you know, it goes to states, and that's what I've always thought. I said this should, bro. It's such a polarizing issue that there's no way. It's like if you just decide, like, hey, this is it. You're pissed off half the country, adamantly, you know, to where they're very like it's two very inflamed sides on this. You know, this is like the number one debates in our lifetime. Right.
And it has been since.
And I've always said that the people in a state, they should all decide, and you decide if you want to live there, if they have abortion rights. And that's the decision.
And to me, that's the beauty of America, that we can't lose and we shouldn't lose. I think that, like, if you're in a state and I think it should be states' right. You are correct. Right. I would agree with you on that. And I do think if you're in a state where you don't believe in what they're about, then move to a state that does. But there should not be a division between our countries. We should be able to disagree and still all get along. It shouldn't be like, hey, you're for abortion, I'm not. We hate each other. You know what I'm saying?
And the abortion issue, the pro-lifer, this is bringing back the basically the Christian right, because that is their position on it. You know, that says so now we've brought, you know, the Christian right's kind of been in the mix still, but it wasn't as strong as it was in the 90s and stuff. But now the Christian right is back in the mix here, right? And this is like, you know, and bro, I like I said, I'm very right, maybe lean right a little bit on this, because I think what I would vote on, I think is common sense based on all the factors involved, right? And this is my position on it. Okay. I agree with the woman's right to choose. Okay. And this is kind of going to be a long-winded explanation, maybe take a couple minutes, but then I'll bring it to you guys. A woman has a right. I think a woman should have the right to abort a pregnancy. Okay. Because, like, you know, I mean, that's a major decision. You know, it could have been an accident. You didn't expect it. You didn't, you know, but plus two, it's like, this is interesting that, you know, men don't really have the right in this. You know, it's like, we're the one that impregnated you, but it's the woman's right. It's kind of weird. You know, like I'm going to bring up all the issues from both sides, all the things. Well, I think, you know, and then this is, you know, the right to lifers. I think it's a very logical argument that once the heartbeat starts, you know, it's not an abortion anymore. It's kind of like an execution. You know, you're not aborting the pregnancy because the thing's not breathing. It's not, you know, it's not living. It's the thing. When it starts beating, because here's my thing. When does life end?
When your heart stops and there's no brain activity.
Your heart stops beating. Yeah. So I think from a legal standpoint, if we want to kind of like talk about when does life begin? Well, if it ends when your heart stops beating, I think it's a logical position to agree that we agree you start life when your heart starts beating. I think that, that's me, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that agree with that because there's a lot of pro-lifers, and I'm not discounting the woman's rights, because I'm saying up until the heartbeat, the woman, it is her body. She should be able to, like, you know, but once the thing turns into a life, you have a different responsibility, because you're not just aborting a pregnancy, you're terminating the life of a living creature that's heart's beating, right? So I would vote on, that's what I would vote on. That, and what's it, 15 weeks? When does the heart start beating, Joe? Find that out. Yep. Because here's the thing, too, is like, everybody's the my body, my choice, and men are like, we shouldn't be able to decide for women and stuff and anything. There's one other thing that I think everybody should agree on when it comes to rape victims, okay, is that the sex should be consensual. There's no way you can logically tell me that a woman should be forced to give birth to a victim of rape. Because, like, here's my thing. Think about legalizing that. Like, you have to, if no matter what, you have to give birth. Bro, think about how invading forces conquer their enemies.
Yeah.
They go in, they rape their women and stuff. And it's like, you're trying to say, wait, if we're attacked by something, like if the Russian soldiers in Ukraine go in and kill the soldiers and rape the women, it's like, the Ukrainian women are like, but by our standards of the right on this, are supposed to have the child? That makes no sense whatsoever to me. Okay, so obviously I think there should be rape exemptions and medical exemptions, because it's like, you know, that's I said, that's like, rape is like a weapon of war. And you're sitting there trying to say, oh, it's, you know, well, who cares if the child doesn't know where it came, but that's like, this does not make sense to me. So, well,
real quick to interject, it says before week 8 of the pregnancy, the doctor refers to the fetus as an embryo, but the heart of the embryo can start to beat from around 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my, you know, that's my thing. I mean, I just think that up until one of the Supreme Court decisions before was like, they were considering once a baby as viable enough to live outside the womb is when they consider it like a life. Okay, like if you if you open the womb and the thing just died, right? Because it can't survive the womb. But if you open the womb and it's like you're in the sixth or, you know, fifth or sixth month of pregnancy and the thing can live, then that's too long. You know what I'm saying? But it does also bring up a lot of problematic issues of positions that, like, everybody has on this, and like how it ties into other things. You know, bro, It's like you want to like all these things, like the my body, my choice. It's like, okay, where were you during the mandate argument? It's like it didn't apply then. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of hypocrisy in a lot of the arguments here. There's a lot of, you know, positions that make sense on both sides. And that would be my position on this. That I would be like a, like once it's a living creature, heart beating and stuff like that, I would say you can't terminate that pregnancy. Or you can't, that to me, that's more like killing something than it is an abortion of a pregnancy. But that's my position. What's yours?
Yeah, what's really weird though, while I was kind of reading up a little bit while you were talking, this is actually, and this doesn't very, I don't remember the last time this ever happened. Maybe we'd have to go back to the Nixon administration that I can remember. But this is basically an exposed draft from Alito.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, it was right. That's the other thing. It's just like kind of like so a clerk in the thing like leaked it to Politico, and that's right. Definitely undermined, and it's the safety. It's like it's totally right. Subjugated to the legal process and undermined the validity of the court. You know, you yeah. can't have this is the Supreme Court. Like it's like this is the last. If there's an issue, this is the last. This is it. It goes to them, and when they decide, that's it. And they're leaking, and that's you know right. that's.
And
ridiculous.
This was supposedly yeah. a draft of him trying to convince the other judges, and
right,
and,
that's exactly
and that's
what it
very
is.
Common.
Mm-hmm.
They, anyways, but so that kind of caught my eye.
So now, with what happens is the problem with they're talking about the leaking of it. It's put their safety in question. You know, now people, now this kind of like, now it's like for the, they're getting, you feel like you're threatened to change your mind now. You know, that's not how this is supposed to work. You know, so yeah, there's a lot of problematic stuff, but what's your take on this issue? How would you
yeah,
vote?
Yeah, I mean, what would the vote be?
Well, let's, well, we there's, okay, well, there's, I don't know. It depends. Like recently, like some of these states are saying pregnancy literally up until it comes out of the womb. And even yeah. if it does come out of the womb and you don't want it, there's a period of time where you can actually terminate the pregnancy once it's out of the womb,
yeah.
which okay, to me is kind
this
of
is what I would, this no. is what I would say. I don't okay. really pay much attention to it. Cause I'm,
me neither, because we're men.
Because I'm not going to get pregnant. Right.
Right. Me too.
Right. And I'm not about to impregnate anybody either. So that disqualifies that. But I do think, and I have said, that you need to get women, doctors together, make some sort of committee, let them decide what the parameters are. But in general, of course, in cases of rape, I'm not with that. Oh, it doesn't right. matter. The child didn't know where it's coming from. No, the woman got involuntarily inseminated. And if she doesn't want to go through labor, she shouldn't have to.
Exactly.
Right.
Makes perfect sense.
Right.
She should do it very early in it. I think the more you wait, the worse it probably is psychologically.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any woman that must feel good about aborting a kid and knowing that, you know, she did away with a life, even if so that's, there's a psychological scars of that. That's what I would say about that. And I just think that we need to get women and some really smart doctors or who, you know, and get together. And they can make that decision, and I'd be cool with it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing. Do you believe that it should be federal mandate, or should it be given to the states to vote?
States, 1,000%.
I agree. And that's it. Yeah. And that's like, so you're kind of like taking the position that the middle, this, you're kind of the right wing position on this. Is
right.
because like we're just saying, hey, we're not saying abortion should never be legal. We're saying
okay,
wherever
let me
you live,
explain to
let
you,
the people
I'm
there
not,
vote on it.
I'm know? Not really taking a right wing position. I'm taking my position.
Right.
I'm not a right winger or a left winger, which I've told you that many times. I don't follow either one. I
right.
just there's some shit I like on the right. There's some shit I like on the left. You know, I'm not. You know, fanatical where every I have to, you know, go with everything my team says. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Yeah. But I'm just saying this. It does make sense that this should be one of the words was this should be democratically decided. People should vote on it.
And I would have
it's
no
true.
Problem.
I'd agree.
With that.
So think about that, because like what they're saying is like whatever the decision is, the nine of us in this room should not be the ones to make this decision. The
right.
people,
especially
should.
When seven right. of them are men.
Right. Exactly.
Older
good,
white
good,
guys.
Good
too.
Point. Right. Good yeah. point. You know, and they're basically relinquishing the decision-making process. So it's right. not—it's not as bad as everybody thinks it is. They're just right. saying that, like, hey, this should not have been decided by us, by seven men, because that's who decided it—seven men. back in the 70s.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? We're saying, like, you know, right. Seriously, right? So they're saying, like, hey, this, you know, let's bring it to a vote, which is like, I once people start seeing it from that prism where they're going to be allowed to vote on it and people are going to be able to go to the poll, I think that's fair. You know, and right. I'm, like I said, but it's going to be polarizing because right now, what's the one thing that the media loves? Division,
right?
You know, flame beer. Right. So they're just giving these positions and throwing them out there without a lot of context.
Right. Like I was reading the other day, this thing about Fox, right? And they were saying mm-hmm. that one of the reasons that
Tucker.
Think it's Tucker Carlson, he right. gets such high ratings is white nationalism. Right. So they make sure that they have white nationalism on everything, you know?
Right.
And, bro, they're trying to get ratings.
Right.
Pure and simple.
Yeah. So what do you think, Joe?
You know, when I was younger, I was more liberal. I got more conservative as I got older. But in this case, I think there should, like Conan said, it should be voted on by women. Mostly, you know, it's not my place to say, you know, it's easy to say, well, maybe they shouldn't have an abortion after 12 weeks, but I don't know each person's situation. I don't know this. I don't know that. It's very divisive. And let the people decide, man. Well, let the states decide as well. Yeah.
But this is too. It's like, what do they do? You keep talking about women's rights.
Yeah.
Then men would say, well, you guys can't get pregnant without us. Why don't we have any say in this?
And there is no, exactly.
Your brothers, there's so many logical positions on each side of this.
Yeah, because you're not the one going through labor, bro.
Right, exactly. This is a woman's decision.
You're not the one that's usually nurturing the kid. You're not the one usually marrying, you know, you're not the one breastfeeding it.
Right.
It's a woman's job. I just feel naturally and biologically to nurture. They're women. You know, there's exceptions to every case. I'm sure there's guys that have raised kids without women, so I don't want them to get offended. But there's a reason women have breasts and hips, you know, right. And not
what
men.
What about this question? Because there's so many hypothetical questions that you can ask on this, right? What about this question? What about two consenting adults decide to have a kid, get the girl gets pregnant. Now the woman has decided that she doesn't want the kid.
Right.
But you decided to, like, previously, okay, we're going to get pregnant. I'm going to get pregnant. It's like, and now the guy doesn't have any, you know, it's like, that's what I said. There's a lot of logical arguments here. You know?
I'm not feeling too bad for the guy on this one. So right. It is what it is. Pick a better chick.
No, because you're out of that decision-making process. Yeah. You have no rights there.
But we'll see what happens coming up.
You know, they got to go through a lot of shit with periods and getting pregnant and all that shit. It's really a woman's issue, really. Right. Mm-hmm. And we need to see our way out of it. Yeah. Just whatever they want to do, you just say, all right, we're cool with it. Mm-hmm. I really don't think any man should be saying shit.
Right.
That's the bottom line. Now, if you're good, you know, unless it's two guys adopting a kid, whatever, that's a whole different story. But we're talking about abortions here, not about adoptions. So when it comes to abortions, it's a woman's body and it's her right to make that decision. And a man should not be involved.
And it's kind of weird, though, these kind of weird inverse positions that we kind of have on these things. Like, you know how, like, veganism is kind of, it's more of a liberal thing than conservative thing. Conservative right. is kind of like, okay. Right.
Yeah, conservative.
So, it's kind of strange how conservatives, like, are not adverse to, like, massive farm animal slaughter for meat consumption.
Right.
But we're pro-life.
Right.
And the vegans are kind of like very much against animal slaughter, they're pro-abortion.
Yeah. It's a funny dichotomy. Right. Yeah,
exactly. It is a funny dichotomy, you know. So it's kind of weird how our brains have kind of intersected because we've been, because this is the whole problem. It's because we're so polarized politically, where the Republican and the Democratic platforms have assumed some of these positions that really aren't political. They're more like health conscious and diet, you know. But they've kind of like gravitated towards each side. And it's like
and we've been subliminally conditioned to root for our side. So whatever our side does, we're with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the problem. It's polarizing. So.
Yeah.
Good. Well, good talk. So.
All right. So that's been our talk on abortion. You got any opinions? Send them to the mailbag at K. What is it? K100.
K100questions@gmail.com.
Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. Boom.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.